Police have named the rise of white supremacist groups as one of the main threats to social cohesion in Australia. The New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Nick Caldas says a number of organisations fitting that description are moving out of the shadows to become increasingly visible and active. He says police have noticed and they're watching closely. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Hey, we can stay wherever we want, mate.
Members of the far-right group, calling itself the Australian Defence League, harassing Muslims on the streets of Sydney. It's a small but noisy group, and displays like this one have become more frequent in recent years. The trend hasn't escaped the notice of police. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Nick Caldas is no stranger to racism.
I was born in Egypt and came out here in the 60s. I was nearly a teenager. And I've never been called exotic, but I've been called a few other things.
Today at a social cohesion conference at Parramatta in Sydney's West, he's pointed out the increasing brazenness of right-wing white supremacist groups, although he didn't name any specifically.
Racist groups who have in the past worked under the radar, coming out, spreading hatred, particularly on the far right. The increasing use of online and social media strategies to express hatred and racist views and mobilise thoughts that in the past may have been more silent. The recruitment of young people to take arms, the process of radicalisation of young people, marches and rallies, including one coming up shortly, which will physically encourage divisive notions of us and them. The increase in racist taunts aimed at Chinese communities, for instance, directly connected to property investment, the blaming of unemployment and university fees on overseas students and workers.
He says they're exploiting events overseas to advance their agenda.
I'm loath to give them any oxygen, but I would say that there is definitely activity on the right wing, the extreme right wing of politics, and people who are using events around the world to create incidents in Australia and New South Wales and in Sydney. We're not taking our eye off that ball. We are watching it just as much as we watch anybody else.
The Race Discrimination Commissioner, Dr. Tim Soutphommasane, has also noticed far-right groups moving out of obscurity and into more public spaces, including social media.
It's of concern that extremist organisations are being emboldened and conducting their activities in public more frequently and more visibly. Part of it must have something to do with online mobilisation, the fact that you can attract attention and support more easily through social media and the internet. The political environment in which we operate is also something significant. We need to ensure that we send a strong message about the unacceptability of extremism of all its forms. Racism simply has no place in our society.
Dr. Soutphommasane is complimentary about the police response so far, but he warns that Australian white supremacists may become even bolder in the future.
Well, I've been encouraged by the strong attention that police and other authorities have given to extremist activity and behaviour, but vigilance is going to be important here, and we need to ensure that we monitor developments closely and that there isn't an escalation in the situation. The last thing we would want to see is physical violence involving racism in our streets and in our suburbs.
Apart from the act of watching closely, he says societal unity is the best approach to extremism of any persuasion.
If we're talking about countering violent extremism, that is something that covers not only Islamist organisations but also far-right wing organisations that espouse doctrines of racial superiority. They're both violent extremist strands in our society which should be condemned, repudiated. And we are in a better position to achieve social cohesion through national unity, not through social division.
The Community Cohesion Conference at the University of Western Sydney continues tomorrow.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre.